Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, and you can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about unlocking revenue and time with advanced WordPress automation. And joining us for this conversation, I'd like him to welcome to Press This, Mr. Yannis Tumig. Yannis, welcome to Press This.
Hi there. Excited to be here. Thanks for bringing me on.
Yeah, so glad to have you here. I think for those listening, what Yannis is going to talk about today, and he's with a company called WP Webhooks. He's going to share his thoughts on why automation should be a crucial part of your business, along with some of his favorite examples of digital automation with WordPress and approaches he recommends you take in your builds. So I know folks really dislike manual efforts and love automation, so I'm guessing this will be a popular topic here today. If people aren't too busy with all those manual processes anyways, maybe they should take the time to listen. Yannis, before we get into the meat of the interview, I'd like to ask you the same question I ask every guest on Press This. I was wondering if you could briefly tell me your WordPress origin story. When was the first time you used WordPress?
Ooh, that's very interesting. I guess it was around 8 years ago when I finished my apprenticeship in Germany as a system engineer, and I just had the need to create websites, right? And I wasn't sure if I should start all from scratch by myself. And there was a time when I started creating my own WordPress website. And out of that, I then realized, there's actually a need for other people as well to have their website. So I kind of turned into a freelancer and started creating smaller websites to mid-sized company websites in the end, and then switched over to plugins. So around 4 years ago, I then developed what our plugin is about. So WP Webhooks. And another plugin a bit later called Plugin Plate. So I basically went from themes creating websites to the plugin backend side. And this is, everything in very short words, how I came to WordPress.
When you said you were a systems engineer, I think you said intern or something akin to that. Was this for software systems or for other kinds of systems?
It was actually for the opposite. So I was more in the first and second level support and repairing printers. And it was just a very tedious task. That's why I started developing myself, because you can just do it from anywhere. You can be by yourself and no one is really bothering you. So that was kind of my motivation behind starting that.
Excellent. Excellent. It sounds like you've had a full funnel WordPress adventure and how your skills have evolved. You mentioned that you created the plugin WP Webhooks. Could you explain a little bit about what WP Webhooks does and what your role is other than creating a plugin?
Yes. So to start it properly, I think it's important and nice to mention the initial setup of WP Webhooks. So I created it out of my need for actually integrating webhooks and APIs into WordPress, just because it allows me to create automations, like what we usually talk about. And that looked like that we just integrated webhooks. So for people who don't know what a webhook is, it's basically a specific service or website or whatsoever that can send data from point A to point B. So basically to a different service. So let's say someone orders a product on your website, you can send out a webhook that sends data about this specific order to somewhere else. And this was the initial idea of WP webhooks, to create specific events that can be sent out on a specific events that happen in WordPress, so that we can automate certain tasks. And later on, we started extending that for incoming webhooks as well, which means you can send an event from somewhere else and you can do something specifically within WordPress. For example, to create a user, to update a user, create a post, and so on. And since around last year, we kind of combined these webhook requests and API requests to something called Flows, which is basically now the main feature of WP webhooks, which allows you to create automated workflows within WordPress. So when a specific event happens, let's again say a customer purchases something, then you can consecutively execute actions afterward that kind of do specific things that you don't want to do manually anymore, like adding them maybe to a CRM, adding the order to bookkeeping, and so on. So this kind of takes off all of that human resource you need and the time you need, and maybe even that human error.
Is this akin to how people might use like if this, then that, Zapier, things like that? Is it more specific to WordPress, or how do you think about it in comparison to those, you know, maybe broader solutions that people will often turn to?
Yes. So the plugin itself is, of course, built for WordPress. So it's specifically for WordPress. But since we are complying with all the standards that webhooks and API use, you can also integrate it with Zapier, Integromat, Public Connect, Integrately, Soho Flow. So there's tons of platforms, and we also provide certain integrations for them to make it just easier for our users to actually integrate with these platforms. So okay, if it comes about the automation, you also can automate outside of WordPress. And that is basically the main goal. So our goal is to provide intercompatibility within the WordPress plugins and themes so that you can kind of combine them all together and even send them out to other services and platforms.
So help us like get a imagine exactly some or imagine or hear some specific examples. I'm just curious, like you kind of rattled off a couple of there very quickly, but what are some like key ways that people might think of digital or business automation with their WordPress sites and webhooks or APIs otherwise?
Yeah, it's very versatile. So saying we have a key specific feature or a workflow that works, it's kind of hard, but there are many that are used fairly often. And one, for example, would be that we have certain customers that have properties on or listings on other websites. So they're kind of property managers. And what they do is they synchronize those properties with WordPress. So they have their listings within WordPress, but they manage them in a different system. And they can basically use our plugin to kind of synchronize them, right? So whenever a new property is added on a specific platform, they can then automatically synchronize this property with WordPress and post it as a listing on their website, including pictures, custom meta, and every other details you can imagine. So this would be one. That is basically kind of what covers the actions, right? So whenever someone from outside sends something inside of WordPress. But it's also the opposite way it's possible. So you can, for example, say when you have form plugins on your WordPress website, like Contact Form 7, WP Forms, Gravity Forms, you can use them, for example, to collect leads or payments, or even to create and update users using our plugin, because we have, for example, triggers that fire on certain form submissions. They're integrated with our plugin. And whenever that happens, then you can afterwards send that specific data somewhere else and even format it in a way that is necessary for the other service to understand. And this allows you basically in both ways to communicate and create automations with WordPress.
So it sounds like a lot of this is even tied to custom automations, because I know there's certain automations that are included with some of the form plugins you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Are people looking to this automation when they're trying to tackle custom automations, or do you feel like there's like a common theme that emerges? Is that what your flows are about, or help me understand how you think about that?
Yeah, so we are aware, of course, that there's many plugins that have their own kind of webhook integrations. So they offer their own endpoints, like Elementor does it, for example, or Gravity Forms does it. The thing is that anyways, a lot of customers come to us and use WP webhooks instead, just because we are specifically focused on these kind of automations and on manipulating the data that is behind, right? So they can use all of our features and are not just limited to the static response that is usually given by other plugins. So they can use them not just to automate, but also to manipulate the data and to send it still in the same way and in the same way of reliable to other platforms and services.
When they're manipulating the data, are they doing that with code with your plugin and like tying into it somehow? Or is it kind of a combination of custom code and settings? Or how does that customization happen?
So it's basically visual, but it's not limited to that. So in case anyone is familiar with Zapier, for example, what they do is they get a certain data from an endpoint. They will kind of decode it. So they will make each of the lines as a separate value, and that value will then be visually available and selectable from a dropdown. So our plugin kind of does the same. So whenever an event fires, we have specific information available that the user can use. And this is what we allow them to select in the next upcoming steps. So let's say they have a contact form that is submitted and there was an email submitted and maybe a picture. They are able to select this picture and the email automatically from this specific data package of the trigger within all of their upcoming actions. So there's basically no code specifically needed for that. They can use formatting. So we have something called a formatter, which allows you to make math operations, to replace text, to find text, to separate text, and so on. That is then just in the next step to actually make data available to a service that requires a specific format, for example.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Okay. Well, those are some pretty good examples. You know, I'm kind of curious thinking about WordPress compared to other systems when it relates to automation. And I'd like to get your thoughts on that, but we're going to take our first break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
For maximum customer engagement and retention, choose CleverTap. CleverTap is a leading customer engagement and retention platform that helps digital brands maximize lifetime value. Over 8,000 apps around the world, including Vodafone, Star, and Sony, trust CleverTap to improve user engagement, boost retention, and fuel long-term revenue growth. Learn more at CleverTap.com. That's CleverTap.com.
Miami is more than beaches, palm trees, and fun in the sun. It's home every year to the Miami Book Fair, celebrating its 39th year of hosting authors and readers from around the world, November 13th through the 20th. Join us in downtown Miami at the Wolfson campus of Miami-Dade College. Connect with over 500 authors reading from their books in English, Spanish, French, and Creole, answering questions and signing hard copies. The 2022 edition of the Miami Book Fair welcomes everyone of all ages to come together, meet and make new friends, exchange ideas, and discover one's next favorite author. Let's explore, discover, and learn together. Featured authors will include award-winning novelists Anthony Horowitz, Ben Mesrich, Craig Johnson, Danny Shapiro, Elena Shapiro, Jimmy Attenberg, poet Sandra Cisneros, and authors writing about the trending topics of the day: Lisa Genova, Jerry Stahl, Marie Brenner, Mark Kurlansky, Samantha Cole, Stacy Schiff, Katie Tour, and many others. For more information, please visit MiamiBookFair.com. Follow the fair at Miami Book Fair and join the conversation hashtag Miami Book Fair 2022.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm talking to Yannis Tumig of WP Webhooks about saving unlocking revenue and time with automation with WordPress. Yannis, right before the break, you were giving us some examples of automation, things around like the way you might handle form data, the different types of systems it might need to interact with, create actions within or share data with, some of the other key examples you provided. I'm just curious, like, what are your thoughts on WordPress relative to digital automation? You know, I mean, I know a lot of folks in the big wide world use, you know, closed source systems like Wix or Shopify in some ways that maybe make it harder for this or impossible. Is it just WordPress's open nature that makes it good, or is there anything else that you think about in terms of how well WordPress is suited for digital automation?
So the possibility are basically endless. We are, of course, specifically designed the plugin in the first place for WordPress users that actually use WordPress to leverage out certain features. Like what we, for example, had in the past, we have a Teachable account. So where someone can create a course and sell the course. And they use our plugin, for example, and WordPress additionally to provide certain extra features like specific membership areas and so on. And they kind of automate this possibility between sending the user from Teachable to their WordPress and back. But it can also be used outside of the actual WordPress. So kind of as a standalone automation solution, which basically removes in some sense the need, for example, for automation platforms like Zapier or Integromate. So how that would happen is if you have, for example, let's take the example with Teachable, you can basically send data to WordPress and manipulate the data there, do certain automations and can send that data to somewhere else. So you basically don't necessarily need to use Zapier for doing all of these automation tasks, but basically can also use your self-hosted version of our plugin on a WordPress site to send that same data.
Yeah, because I guess everything's open and approachable. There's more customization just in general, but it feels like just even thinking back to my own agency days is like when a client was trying to build a site, you could build it on a kind of a very quick closed source platform if it's just a brochure site, but it's usually the automation I feel that like makes it a requirement that you can't go with platforms like that. Cause I always called it the maybe not the weird ideas, but like the, I have an idea. That was what ultimately made WordPress the best choice because the idea was unique. It was different than other things. It followed automation rules that off the shelf closed source things didn't have an answer for. And it felt like almost every client had something like that. But to me, it wasn't like just that it was well-suited for it. It was like, but that was the reason why most sites needed to settle on it, at least in my view, as a platform or something like it. I don't know if you see it in the same way.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I'd say for WordPress specifically, I'm a big fan of using WordPress as an automation platform myself, just for the fact because you have the flexibility, which is something that you don't have with Zapier, for example. So you're kind of bound to a certain structure that Zapier offers and a certain set of features. But what if you want to automate something that would, for example, save you 7-8 steps, which is, again, a huge amount of tasks that you basically have to pay or data that is sent back and forth. So these kind of factors can be very interesting, specifically if you work with WordPress, because there you can kind of change everything, right? Because you have basically access to all of the source code and you can create your own integrations, which by the way also works for our plugin. So you can create your own integrations for your specific needs and services and then use them with all of our predefined automations and so on within WP Webhooks. So this is one big part where I believe WordPress is a nice setup for that. As well as for data privacy, right? Because you have control over the data. It's not mentioned, or it's not available in Zapier and saved on some other servers. So it can be saved wherever you have the server.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, I've had a couple of guests on the show who have leaned into automation with WordPress, and not just in their builds, but even in how they market their services to their freelancer agency clients, where they'll say, hey, why don't you automate this part of your business? And it really doesn't have the guess what they shared was a lot of the times it had nothing to do with a marketing effort. It really had to do with like making some back-end process for the business faster, some thing they were doing more efficient. And it was really interesting to hear them lean into it in terms of a way of, you know, upselling clients from the typical marketing funnel sites. But it's interesting to hear you talk about it kind of writ large. So I'm curious now, you've kind of shared quite a bit about WP Webhooks. I do want to ask you a little bit more about that here in a bit, but I'm just curious, other than WP Webhooks, what plugins are good examples of automation with WordPress? Well, what are plugins that you see that do a good job with it, maybe in one specific area or generally? And I guess it doesn't have to be a plugin either, but I'm just curious, like, what other technologies do you see in WordPress that are really good examples of automation?
Yeah, so there's many ways, especially about automation. So if you think of the definition of automation, it's very broad. So you can see it in a lot of ways. I think a very simplified version of saying what is an automation is something that saves you time, right? It makes stuff easier. So that is why we usually buy plugins, because they help us to kind of automate things in a certain way. And one of them is, for example, Manage WP Webhooks, or Manage WP, which is basically a centralized version of managing all of your WordPress websites, right? So their way of automating things is basically that you don't have to log into every website to change something, but you can do that all centralized from a website, from Managed WP. Then we have the other way, which is similar to what we have. Now there's a plugin called Uncanny Automator, which is from Ryan. So we have also talked before, and it's an amazing plugin as well, which does something similar to what we do, just that it's token-based. So they don't work with the exact full data construct, but the specific elements of it to help just like, I'd say, a simplified way for smaller automations that don't require much complexity or especially much reliability, because we focus more on bigger projects and specifically on performance. So they also do something like this. So there's a lot of market there in a lot of plugins. Groundhog, for example, as well, from Adrian, which is kind of a marketing automation platform. So you kind of can automate your email workflows and do dynamic tagging on specific users that sign up on WordPress and so on. So it's all kind of connected through plugins from what I have seen, and plugin creators basically try to bring in their own kind of flavor into the automation world by creating either webhooks or direct integrations within the code. But this is basically the main parts about the plugins. I have also another kind of service that's maybe interesting to mention. It's called Plugin Plate, which allows specifically developers to create plugins templates, like a plugin generator, with a couple of clicks. So you can create a predefined template also with specific modules that you don't need to develop by yourself. So even from the development part, you can kind of automate the process by creating high quality code in basically no time. So that saves you again like 5, 10, 20 hours depending on your specific needs. So I'd say this is like a short roundup of what I think is
different types of automation. Yeah, it's kind of like build automation, like with plug and play. And I know people really lean in, of course, into automation and their build flows. And you have kind of like the manage example, where I'm kind of managing lots of sites with Managed WP and leveraging automation in a variety of capacities to manage your sites. And then it was interesting about hearing about some of the other frameworks around automation, of course. It sounds like, do you think like when people are generally building WordPress sites, do you think that they're thinking about this automation, or is it a requirement that creeps up? Is it something that most folks kind of give afterthought to or don't even realize they're implementing? Or how do you feel most people approach automation in their builds?
So I think there's kind of two entry points to that. One is probably out of the need. So when there's literally so much work that they most likely cannot do it by themselves, so they get really bored by it, then they think of, can I not just automate the task? So this is, I think, one of the possibilities. And the other one is if there is someone around that is already techie and has used Zapier for customer projects, for them, it's most likely that they already knew what possibilities they have with automations. So for them, it's nicer to even find ways to set up a certain automation, right? Because if you have, for example, an online shop, it's basically already automated that someone can purchase a product and it lands within your website and you have all the data available. That is already big automation because you don't have to manually do that. But on top of that, you could, for example, say that whenever this happens, then I also want to have that specific payment registered within my bookkeeping platform. I want that sent to be to a marketing automation platform and send out newsletters. And these kind of things, they either come through experience or through the actual need, or of course through someone that is specifically consulted for automation. That's what I've seen in my time.
It's interesting. It feels like a lot of people, certainly if they're trying to save money using off-the-shelf plugins or something, will also kind of lean into the automation features natively available to make their decisions on this plug, you know, especially with things like form plugins. I feel like that happens a lot, even whether I use a form plugin or like an embedded HubSpot form or something. It's really interesting to see people kind of leaning towards the native automation that's available in whatever technology they happen to be considering in a WordPress build. This is really interesting. I do want to kind of dig a little deeper, though, on some of the stuff you're up to on WP Webhooks, but we're going to take our last break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the middle of talking about WordPress automation with Yannis Tumig. Right before the break, Yannis, you were sharing a little bit about, really some other examples of automation within WordPress. And you mentioned some of the other kind of automation frameworks and examples. And I'm just curious, like, if you could unpack a little bit more about how you view webhooks as maybe different from other forms of automation people might be familiar with in WordPress.
Yes, totally. So our platform basically is kind of the solution that tries to bring intercompatibility to WordPress. So we try to make other plugins being able to be connected to each other so that they can talk with each other and exchange data, because that is still a big part that is kind of missing in WordPress. And that's specifically what we focus on. Exactly. So our main goal for our plugin was basically to allow then people to save time and resources. And another very crucial point that I have mentioned earlier is the human errors, right? Because without the automations, it's very easily possible to bring in human errors that can halter again and cause a lot of trouble in the long term.
So let me ask this question. So like you've talked already about how there's interfaces for setting the rules and flows in the integrations. And so I'm guessing this makes it more accessible to the people that are more, not able to code those same types of activities in the sites that they build. You mentioned how one of the objectives is to improve intercompatibility within plugins and automation. How are you getting the list of actions for each plugin? Are you having to like keep up with the webhooks per plugin? Can you detect them? Like, how are you dealing with that? Like if your focus is interoperability between plugins, how are you bridging that gap of like what it's surfacing versus the activities that it can do?
Yeah, so we have definitely certain integrations that have predefined actions and triggers, which is something we create manually. So we create a specific trigger depending on the need. So also on our website, we have a specific page that allows you to request an integration where you can also mention a certain action or trigger that you're looking for a specific plugin. And that is usually how we start integrating our actions and triggers. That is the one part that is specifically focused on an action, which makes it, I think, the easiest for a user to use a specific feature. But it's not necessarily limited to that, right? Because a lot of features work with standard webhook functionality or APIs. So if there's something not available, like for example, there's a custom post type created with a different plugin, and you're not sure if this would work with our plugin, it most certainly does, because what our plugin does is integrates with the possibility of adding any kind of post type, because we can specify specifically what post type it is. So for us, it doesn't matter which post type it is, so we can add it anyways, right? Because it's standard WordPress structure that we are using for that. And these kind of things don't necessarily need a specific integration for it, but for the sake of making it easier to understand, we are nonstop creating new actions and integrations to make it easier for our users to actually use our automations.
Yeah, that's kind of been my issue, I think, when I've used things like Zapier in the past, is like they're kind of standard default WordPress actions and what they're able to, you know, act on, the data they're able to act on is quite limited. And I figure they're doing the same thing where they're going out like, okay, every CMS have a set of actions for and a set of data that you're able to integrate with. And I feel like it would seem that focusing on WordPress would allow you to surface more of that in addition to the more kind of native integration that you have from things that you can use relative to kind of the way WordPress typically works. Is that fair? I mean, is that a fair assumption?
Yes, I think it is for sure.
Okay, so because you're focused on WordPress, when you're surfacing data to integrate and actions to take, you're likely getting better coverage than more generalist platforms that are covering lots of different kinds of things.
Exactly, yeah, because we specifically focus on the WordPress standards. So whatever is available in WordPress standard can also be used with any kind of plugins. So if there's whatever kind of plugins we might not be directly integrated in with a custom post meter or whatsoever, you can most certainly use our plugin as well, because you can also create standard post meter with our plugin. So you're not limited to it. Yeah.
If you're a developer, is it approachable to integrate in WP Webhooks with your own custom plugin into the interface? Or is that, how do you think about that?
Oh, totally. Yeah, we have a couple of customers that use their very own integrations for that. And it's also fairly easy to do. Like with the service I mentioned earlier, pluginplate.com, that allows you to create these standardized WordPress plugins. We also have a module that automatically creates a demo integration for you. So you can just literally click the button, download it and install it, and you will see how the custom integration works. So it saves you plenty of time. It gives you a better understanding of how to actually create the integration and how to leverage out most of the features to make it accessible for your specific use case.
Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing all this today, Yannis. This was very interesting.
Anytime.
Of course, if you'd like to check out more about what Yannis is up to, you can visit wp-webhooks.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.